Der Kaffee nach der Show.
So, was wissen wir jetzt von ihm? Er wohnt noch bei seinen Eltern.
Ja, er ist eigentlich im Herzen ein Schwabe. Er spart nämlich dadurch Geld.
Stimmt, er spart sehr gerne Geld und steckt alles in die eigene Tasche. Er ist auf jeden Fall sehr lustig, er hat Humor.
Total auf dem Boden geblieben.
Ja, er mag Louis Capaldi nicht so ganz.
Keine Ahnung, eine Hassliebe ist. Ich glaube auch.
Wir sprechen über Tom Gregory. Den durften wir diese Woche kennenlernen.
Bei der Energy Live Session in Pforzheim nämlich waren ein paar von euch ja vielleicht auch dabei.
Mhm.
Und es war echt ein sehr, sehr cooles Erlebnis, ne?
Ja, man weiß ja nie genau, wie sind die Leute so drauf. Also
voll.
Du hörst so im Radio und da kann man sich natürlich auch denken, ja, der denkt sich jetzt so, da
ich
kommen
was
irgendwie
Besseres.
Zwei Radiomoderatoren, dann handle ich die halt kurz ab. Aber es war vom ersten Moment an sehr herzlich und sehr lustig. Er hat sich ewig Zeit genommen, auch für die Hörer, die Fans. Er hat eine Zugabe gespielt, die er eigentlich gar nicht geplant hatte. Und uns ein Interview gegeben.
Ja, und das hören wir uns doch jetzt einfach nochmal an.
Nee, oder?
Doch.
Machen wir das?
Ja, machen
Tea
wir das.
Tea Time with Tom the Gregory. Jetzt im Kaffee nach der Show. Auf Englisch sagen wir euch auch dazu, aber ich glaube, er spricht sehr gut verständliches Englisch.
Fall.
Und am Ende gibt es sogar noch ein Ständchen von uns allen.
Ja, in dem Sinne.
Viel Spaß.
Viel Spaß.
Energy Live Session mit Tom Gregory. Tom, nice to have you here.
Hi.
Hello, meine Damen und Herren.
Oh, wow.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I thought that you would be able to speak German because you traveled a lot in the last year through Germany. How do you like it exactly here close to Pforzheim, near the Black Forest?
Well, it's very beautiful in this part of Germany. It's great to be here. And I've never played in Pforzheim before.
Okay.
I've only ever played in Stuttgart, so this is a new thing for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you for having me here. And we're in a bank as well, which I think is pretty cool. So if somebody knows the code for the safe, and we're all going
to
take a little bit of money home tonight. Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
And what do you like most here in Germany?
The beer.
Okay,
yeah. I can't lie. I mean, I could have said something else, but I think the beer, obviously the people are really friendly, amazing. Nice party people in Germany, and the bread is also pretty amazing here in Germany. Yeah, the German bread is amazing.
But we heard that you yourself have a bottle of Baileys that you drink before going on stage.
I mean, I don't drink the whole thing.
But only a little bit.
But we have a tradition to drink Baileys before the show, and to be honest, whenever we're having a little shot of Baileys before we go on stage, it's always an amazing show. So.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's a load of rubbish, but I think it works.
Okay.
And I've read that you're still living with your parents. Is that true?
Yeah, of course I am. It's free. Free rent.
Free rent.
It's like here in Stuttgart.
I'm taking all the money and I'm just keeping it for myself. I'm paying no rent.
Did your mom already tell you, Tom, you got to get out soon?
They've made hints, but I start to cry and then they let me back in. Yeah.
Okay, another thing. You don't have your own Wikipedia article yet as a singer.
I'm too indie.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on Wikipedia.
Really? My offer would be I would write one for you.
Yeah, you
want to
do that?
Yeah, but you have to tell me what you want to have inside. Like, is there anything you want to read about yourself?
No, I don't know. Not really. Just that I'm a nice guy. Just put that I'm a nice guy.
At least
put that in there.
I have to pay me for that then.
How much? I mean, we're in a bank, so let's go.
Okay, 1 billion.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And how important is social media for you? Because we were wondering about only 12,000 followers on Instagram.
I mean, you know, so social media is important. When I say it's not important, it's a lie. I actually think there's so many people on social media now, and there's so many, big accounts, YouTubers, singers, actors. It's really hard to engage and to get followers because, you know, people can follow me or they can follow, I don't know, Louis Capaldi or Ed Sheeran, you know. It's like you have to take other people's
You're the better choice, maybe.
If
you get naked or
that.
Something like that, that works on Instagram, huh?
I don't know about that, but...
Okay, let's go to your music. You had a big success this year with Honest and Small Steps.
Yeah.
Does it feel like a breakthrough for you?
No, to be honest, I feel like I have so much further to go.
Okay.
Obviously, it was a big radio hit here in Germany, Small Steps, and still is, which is amazing. So thank you, I need guys like you to play my song, so thank you very much.
Thank you for making music, huh?
But honestly, no, it doesn't feel like that. But I guess if you speak to anyone, probably you've interviewed loads of other artists as well.
Yeah.
And they'll probably say the same thing, that it never feels like you're breaking through.
Okay.
I mean, you can't actually see it.
Yeah.
I'm never actually in the car to like hear my songs on the radio.
No?
And then when
really?
I'm, not really, no. I just like, I put my earpods in or something. I mean, I've listened to Small Steps a thousand times.
And then you listen to Louis Capaldi when you put the earpods in.
And then I take my earpods out and then he's still on the radio.
Okay.
This guy's kind of annoying, so thanks Louis for that.
Big flats.
Yeah.
And when can we expect your first album?
Next year. We've got some big singles coming before that. Maybe one or two surprises, but yeah, before that'll come the singles and then the album. We had planned to release the album early next year, but I think we're going to wait a little bit longer. We're going to release some new songs that people won't have heard, which I've never played live before. And yeah, I hope that at least one person will buy it.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy
will you,
times.
Will you buy it? That's at least one.
Maybe.
He's not sure.
No, I will wait after the show tonight.
Well, I'll buy it.
So, very, very crazy times for you, touring around, making music. Are you happy right now, or is something missing in your life? You said you have a girlfriend as well, so should be fine, huh?
You know what? I'm really happy. I've got a great job. I can finally afford at least to buy a Subway footlong instead of a 6-inch. I can travel around, meet new people. I can go to do radio promo in Austria, in Switzerland, in Germany, in Italy.
Yeah.
So it's, man. If I would say now that I'm not happy, then I think people would kill me. But
Billie Eilish said they are all sad motherfuckers doing music in the music business.
Did she say that to you?
No, in another interview.
Yeah. I think it can be quite a lonely job at times.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'm a solo artist, so
it's
all everything is about me.
Yeah.
Apart from when I'm backstage with my band or with my family. So I guess you can feel kind of isolated. And I mean, Billie's only 17, 18, so it's a lot harder for her. I'm 24. I'm an old man.
Gerne was mit ihm singen. Sein einziger Wunsch war, bitte nicht irgendwas von Louis Capaldi.
That guy does not need any more airplay, right? That guy is... We should... what could we do? We were singing... I can't remember what
German,
we were singing.
German Christmas song, okay?
A German Christmas song.
Yes.
All right, I'll
okay,
try and join in.
English, okay?
Last Christmas.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Last Christmas.
What key? We're in about 5 different keys here. Which key? Last Christmas.
Okay.
Get that one.
Okay,
this
one. Okay.
La, eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
lovely,
you gave it away. But this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Thank you, Tom Gregory. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Brought tears to my eyes. Lovely to meet you.